This morning's scripture reading is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verses 18 and 19. You'll find it on page 672 of the Pew Bibles if you wish to follow along. It will also be on the screens. From Isaiah, "Do not remember the former things, or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Thus ends our reading for today.
So before I begin, I would like to do a couple of things. First, a welcome to all of you. Pastor Kelly gave the welcome at the start, but the church is full. It's typical like this on Sunday morning when we start at 10, it's never full. By 10:10, it fills up. You see the case again today. So welcome to all of you, and those I didn't get to see at 10 o'clock, I certainly welcome you. We also are live streaming today's service, so I welcome those who are joining us on live stream. Sometimes we have people locally joining us, sometimes we have people around the country, and occasionally we have international friends who join us. And it is also captured and saved on live stream, so if you'd ever like to see the service later, like Altadena Community Church on Facebook, and you can enjoy the service again. There are a couple of special guests that I would like to just introduce and take that pastoral privilege to do. Two of my three pastors are here. We have conference staff from our Southern California Nevada Conference, Felix Villanueva. Where did Felix end up? Will you please stand? He is our conference minister. And one of my pastors, the Reverend Dr. Rudolph von Grun, is our associate conference minister, Rudy. My third pastor is our associate conference minister, Libby Tigner. She is the pastor at Los Altos UCC, as well as our associate conference minister. She's preaching today and can't be here, but thank you all for coming. Is Virginia Arroyo here? Did she make it in yet? Don't think so. She may be here. She is our administrator of the conference, and we welcome here. Jose Vasquez is here. I'm going to embarrass him and make him stand. He is a former conference staff member, Jose. He moved off to Arkansas. Still don't know why, and Alan and Jose surprised me. I had no idea they were coming. Thank you for that gift. Thank you, conference staff, for being with us. The other robed person up here, for those of you not in the church who do not know her, this is the Reverend Marcia Hoffman, if you would please stand. She's one of our clergy members of this congregation, but she's representing our central association in our conference. Marcia has just finished her term as the moderator of our...
I'm the substitute moderator, too.
I know. We weren't going to go there and bring that up, but thank you, Marcia, for being a part of this. Thank you, choir. Where did Wendy disappear to? Wendy, thank you. I've been here 20 years. That seems like a long time. Wendy is our longest serving staff member. She's been doing this ministry here for 27 years. It's been a joy to be with you. And choir, you're amazing as always. Thank you for that gift. The guy on the oboe, Jonathan Davis, is a member of the church. But he's more than that. Most of you probably don't know this about me. I had a sabbatical in 2012, and I wanted to push myself to do something. I do not have a musical bone in my body, but I've always loved music and wanted to do something with music, and the oboe is my favorite instrument. So if you have a parishioner who is a professional oboist, why not take advantage of this? And I pulled him aside. I think it was actually on an Easter Sunday morning, and I said, "Jonathan, I'm about to go on sabbatical for 3 months starting in August, and I've really got this wild idea that I want to take up the oboe. Would you be willing to do this with me?" He doesn't teach people at my caliber, by the way, beginners. He paused, and then he said yes, and it's been one of the great joys of my life, and thank you for bringing that passion and that music to us today. The beautiful flowers. Howard, would you stand? Please stand. This is one of his passions. He's taking classes on how to do Japanese floral arranging called ikebana, and what an amazing gift. Thank you for that. So I want to quickly get through a conversation that I already had a lot yesterday, and I know it's going to happen today over and over again. People are going to say, what are you doing next, Joe? So I'm going to give you the two-minute version of what I'm doing next before I start my sermon. And don't worry, I've already told the congregation this will be the shortest sermon they've ever heard me preach. They don't believe it yet, but I will bear myself to be true. So what's next? For most of you know that I'm retiring today. I'm retiring here at Altadena Community Church, having served 20 years as pastor, and what a joyful experience that has been. I have a friend doing a similar thing, and he tells me he's into phased retirement, so that's what I'm in, phased retirement, because Monday I'll be retired, Tuesday I'll get up and go to work, because for the last 20 years I've been working 6 days a week. I work for you on Sunday, Monday, and Friday. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I work for Kaiser Permanente as a hospice chaplain out in our Valley service area. So Tuesday morning, I'm going to get up and go to work for the next 3 days. So my schedule for about the next 5 to 7 years is going to be, I'm going to work 3 days a week in a row, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and I'm going to be off 4 days in a row, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. That's going to be awesome. The last time I did that was on that sabbatical in 2012, and I kind of liked the idea. So, going to do a lot of traveling. People said, are you going to travel, or you have 5 trips lined up over the next 3 years? So the answer to that question is yes. We're about to depart August 3rd. We're going on an amazing trip. Rob is taking me to South Africa and Botswana. We're going with Rudolph, who is from South Africa, and our friend Michael Barrett, who is there next to Felix. We're going on Rudy's buddy tours, because before Rudolph went into the ministry, he was a tour operator in South Africa. So we just decided to take advantage of this. We think we're going to be gone 3 weeks. If they let us back in the country, we'll be back. They may not let us out of South Africa, but we'll see. We're looking forward. So that's going to cover the month of August. And then after that, I'm going to get into this routine and figure out what I'm going to be doing. Have a couple of books that I worked on for my doctorate that I want to get published. One is on Van Gogh as a spiritual guide for the seasons of Advent and Lent, thus the stole and the theme that you'll see upstairs. And the other is on integrating spiritual practices into end-of-life care. They're almost ready to be published, and I hope to get those published and out there. Then see what's next. You never know. So I've got many passions and desires and interests, and Rob has said, you know, it'd be nice to see you sometime. So we'll find out if he really means it or not. So enough of that. I better do what I'm supposed to be doing now. So we have sermon props for today. Everything in this box can be recycled, including the box. Your morning newspaper, if you still get these archaic things. This thing can be transformed into a new kitchen counter, by the way. So if you're doing a kitchen remodel or just done one recently, this might be in your new counter. How many of you have got these at home that you throw away periodically from the paper towel roll? These can be recycled under the paper that goes under the shingles that go on your roof. So the next time you get a new roof, your paper towel holder might just be on the top of your house. Everybody's got these and puts them in their blue bins. Wash them out, throw them in. This tin can more than likely is going to end up as a car part. So the next time you're getting your car fixed and the mechanic says you need a new part, more than likely this tin can might be in your car. This glass can be turned into fiberglass. So if you ever think your house is just a little too cold in the winter and a little too warm in the summer, and you want to add some insulation, this glass might be in the walls of your house. Do you know what they're doing with these now, besides floating them in the ocean? Plastic bottles are being turned into clothing. So the next time you're buying your new outfit, you might just be wearing this plastic bottle. So what on earth does any of that have to do with today, you might be asking? It's all about recycling. It's all about taking something old and making something new. That's what recycling is, and we're all doing it right now. I hope we all got our little blue bins at home and blue barrels, and we fill them up. And I know young people at school, you're learning all about recycling to try to save this beautiful world of ours. Because we're always trying to find that something new. Do you know who the master recycler is? Happens to be God. And how do I know that? I know it from the text from the Old Testament prophet Isaiah. In that Hebrew prophet's mouth, speaking God's words, he says, "Behold, I do a new thing." You see, God is the master recycler. God is going to work new things out. And in those short two verses, out of that Hebrew prophet, we get a lot of wisdom about how to live at times such as this, times of transition. How do we take this old stuff and make it something new? Well, the first thing he says, do not remember the things of old. Now, he's not saying don't celebrate the past. Don't have fond memories of the past. I think he's saying, let go of the past. Let it be what it was. Let it be that gift in time. But you've got to move forward. And whether you want to or not, life is going to propel you forward. You're going to find that God is always working something new in your life. And there's no better time to talk about this than on a Sunday like this, when your pastor is retiring and been with you 20 years and about to go do something new. But not only is Joe about to go do something new, all of you are about to go and do something new. We're about to embark on a great recycling project here at Altadena Community Church. You finally get... You're able to get rid of this old guy and do something new and wonderful that we don't know yet what it is, but trust me, God knows what is in store for us next. Because God's already worked it out. God's the one who has said, "Behold, I do all things new." God's figured it out already. We just have to learn to live into it. So what do we need to do in this recycling time? You need to take all of those sermons I've preached to you through the years and put them into your heart and soul and find that those are the foundation for you to go learn how to preach the good news with your own voice in new ways. What do you do with all those teachings I've brought to you? You turn them into something new. You turn them into your own spiritual journey that you're on as you're growing each and every day in your faith. And you go out there and bless the world as you're working to become the person that God has created you to be. What do you do with all those things we have done together for social justice to make a difference in our community and in our world? You recycle those in new ways with your own new passions for this broken, hurting world of ours, and you go and be a gift for the world tomorrow. And what do you do with the pastoral care that I have given to you for 20 years? In this time of transition, please use that to love one another. To love one another in these challenging times of change and transition, but more than that, use that to go out and love this world of ours with all of the grace and care that I have loved you. That's the recycling program that begins today. This is what we now must do. I must go on and live my new life, just as you must go and live yours. So as we become the great recyclers with God as our guide, this is the time to remember that we serve and love the Lord, who will always say to us, "Behold, I do a new thing." Alleluia, amen.